Songs as voted for by you.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg reaching 21 today, Pretoria 25 and Emalahleni 24. Police have seized counterfeit goods worth over 2 million rand in Fordsburg, Johannesburg yesterday. During the operation, 23 Pakistani nationals were arrested for the contravention of the Immigration Act. The joint operation was conducted between officials from the Department of Home Affairs, SARS, Brand Protectors and the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa. Here's police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk.
More than 8,000 counterfeit items were confiscated, including cell phones, cell phone accessories and electronics. Illicit electronic items were also confiscated by officials from ICASA for non-compliance.
And the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, better known to us as SAHPRA, suspected a criminal syndicate is behind illegal medicine sales in Gauteng. This as the Gauteng Health Department is warning shops against selling scheduled medication without a license, citing public health risks. Then moving to another matter. In Limpopo, the funeral service of 10-year-old Lesedi Maiboy is underway in Piring village outside Burgerfort. The child died last week Sunday in Alexandra after eating snacks bought from a local spaza shop, and it's believed to be contaminated. So spaza shops remain in the spotlight in cases like these. The president responded to the issue at an Imbizo in KwaZulu-Natal yesterday.
Police have already arrested some people in this regard, and at the government level, our departments are seized with this matter. Department of Kokta, Minister Tabisa is working on this, and the proclamation that regulates spaza shops, the licensing of spaza shops, has been approved.
Moving abroad, U.S. prosecutors announced charges in an alleged Iranian plot to assassinate former President Donald Trump and a prominent dissident Iranian-American journalist. The foiled assassination plot was allegedly directed by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps to avenge the death of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, who was killed in 2020 in a strike ordered by then-President Trump. While Iran responded, describing the charges as totally unfounded. For more on the story, go to jackaroundfm.com, click on news. And finally, most of us have heard about the sword in the stone, the one that King Arthur of legend pulled from the stone. Well, they found something really close to it. A 700-year-old sword was found embedded in a rock at the bottom of a river in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And it's now been called the real-life Excalibur. Can you imagine? So the medieval weapon is being compared to King Arthur's legendary magical sword because of the similar ways in which they were both discovered and extracted. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 11.
Just a side note about that. As much as we are all very excited about this, and I think Alex J and I are both going, okay, let's go.
Yes.
Yeah, you should
really
see his face.
I think we should leave it. But we should leave it there. You know, 2025 is going to be a good year. We mustn't mess with any energies or anything, you know. We're going to leave it there. Don't touch. No touch. More music you love on the way. It is the CTM.
Jacarenda. FM. This is the CTM Top 40,
baby,
with Danny Painter, CTM proud sponsor of the CTM Top 40. CTM, big savings, more style. Now, from the station that plays more music you love, our weekly countdown has just got more. 20 songs more on the CTM Top 40. Danny, tell them.
That is right. It is time for the CTM Top 40 here on Jacaranda FM. My name is Danny Painter, and you and me, we count down your 40 biggest songs every single Saturday. We have lost the Saxby twins this week. Ugh, give me everything is gone. Ariana Grande.